try Liquid Zeolite today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Them grow, they'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, what a stormy day yesterday and a stormy night last night. We got almost 4 inches of rain here in Kennebunk in the last day. So everything is watered in pretty good. We're ready to go. And if we can help you with your gardening questions, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone line. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Paul on the line who's calling about raspberry bushes.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, I have one question. What I would like to know is, could I trim my raspberry bushes now and cut them flat to the ground? Because I can't tell which is last year and this year's.
Okay. You know, one thing that you can look at, Paul, and to me that really makes it easy. The branches that produced your raspberries, on the ends of the branches are the remains of the cluster of your fruit, like the little hat that the raspberry was actually under when you pulled it off the plant. You can cut everything right down, but you're going to also remove some of the new branches that were made this year, late in the year, for this coming spring. So If they're fairly old and there's a lot of branches and it's a real congestion in there and you haven't pruned them in the last 2 or 3 years, then you can cut them right down to a couple inches from the ground and then in the spring feed them. And you will get some, but they're going to be late. They won't come in at the regular time because normally you would have branches now that were made this year that will fruit the following spring. So maybe what you should do in the future And this is what I do with my raspberries. When I pull off the last raspberries off of a branch, I take a pair of pruners and I cut that cane right to the ground and I pull it out of the bed. That way, during the year, I'm continuously removing productive branches to make room for the new ones. But if it's a real tangled mess and you can't tell which is new and which is old, if there's some young branches that are only a couple of feet, leave those alone. But if you've got one that's 4 and 5 feet, most likely that one already produced fruit for you. And you should remove those really, really big ones. And so you'll end up with a collection of smaller branches. And then those would give you some nice early fruit. And then the new shoots that come up in the spring will give you a second crop in the later part of the season and the following year. Have you grown raspberries before, Paul?
These bushes have been in about 20 years and never been cut.
And never been cut, yeah. Then just go in there, Paul, and just cut them all down. And then in the spring, give them a good shot of a garden fertilizer, and they'll come right back to life. It's just that you've got a lot of older branches, and the older branches are not productive. They make great leaves, they make energy, but they don't fruit. So as that plant gets older and older, you have fewer fruit production on that plant, a bunch of leaves, but you're growing them for the fruit, not for foliage. So give them a real good haircut, and unless you've got some small ones that are 18 to 24 inches, leave those there for the following year. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I can cut them right now.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have a great weekend, sir. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary Ann on the line calling about her daisies.
Mary Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of bushes of Shasta daisies, and they've gone by now. I want to know if I can cut them way down.
Yes. This time of the year, Mary Ann, most of your perennials can be cut right down to the ground. About 90% of your perennials. Shasta daisies, once we've had some really cold weather, those leaves will die right back to the ground. But I'm sure that the leaves have turned yellow. About 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Cut them right down to the ground. See, one of the main reasons that you cut your perennials down to the ground like that is if you had any insects on your daisies this past year, when the insect can feel that the season is changing, it knows that it needs to lay eggs for next year to continue that type of insect. So it senses that the season is coming to an end. It will lay eggs all over the foliage of your plant. And diseases will do the same thing. So if you had tall phlox, for example, and you had powdery mildew on it, if you don't cut off the tall phlox to the ground and get it out of your garden, when the new shoots come out next year, there are spores already in the garden that will reinfect the new foliage. So most of your perennials get cut within an inch or two of the ground, and you rake it and clean it, and that way next year there's no old foliage, there's no dead branches, and the new growth can come right out of the ground without having to cope with any old branches that were there. They grow bigger, they grow less problems with diseases and less problems with insects. So get out there today when the sun comes out, give them a good haircut, rake off the bed, and you're ready to go.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Is there a way to root burning bushes? Like, can I cut off branches of burning bushes and put them in a vase of water and then plant them? And when do I plant them?
Well, you can do that in the spring with the new growth. It's not something that you can do at this time of the year because right now everything that's outside is going dormant. So all the energy that's in that plant is being sent into the root system for storage during the winter. And then in the spring, as the sap begins to flow and you hear people talking about making maple syrup, that energy that's been in the ground all winter is now being pumped back up to the top of the plant. It wakes up the buds. The buds will burst open and new leaves will come out. And then you can take cuttings and you can put it in a vase with some water. But for now, you're going to have to wait because the plant is going dormant. Everything is going down and you need it to go up, so that you can form some roots on that plant. So wait until...
Do you have to change the water, or you just add to the water?
I always change, and then what I do is I change the water every week, and then at the same time, I'll take the branches out of the vase. I'll wash them under the water from the faucet, so that way if there's any fungus that's developing on the stem, the force of the water coming out of the faucet will almost like wash it right off the stems. And I'll feel the vase. If the vase is beginning to feel slimy, I'll wash the vase, put some fresh water, and then I'll put it right back in, and you should be okay. But don't keep it in there when it gets slimy, because then you're going to have problems. The water tubes will actually plug up, and you don't want that to happen. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives, and save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty, and when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
It's a gorgeous day. The sun is out here in Kennebunk, and hopefully where you live, the storm is coming to an end or done all by itself, and we can enjoy this beautiful, beautiful sunshine. A lot to do. You know, you can still plant bulbs. So when you're out and about, stop at your local nursery garden center, pick up some tulips, some daffodils, crocuses, and get them planted in the ground. It will help you when spring arrives. I know by the time I get to March, I've had it with winter, and I love the snow. That's why I live in Maine. I love a good howling snowstorm where nothing moves. As long as I have heat and I have power, I'm fine. But by the time March comes, I've had it, and I need to see green. And there's nothing more exciting than to see the crocuses come out of the ground and get a little bit of yellow and purple here and there, and then the tulips and the daffodils. So, you know, if you're thinking we may have a long winter and the way things have been going, we probably will. Plant some spring, and the bulbs will tell you the spring is just around the corner. And it'll help to keep you sane. It really does. Plant some on the south side of your house. I always do, right near the front door that faces south, because that gets a lot warmer faster. And you'll have some crocuses in bloom there, sometimes usually in February, late February, early March. And, boy, it really does help you to relax and to calm down and say, oh, it's over. And hopefully it will be. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Meg on the line, who's calling about an oak tree.
Meg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, I have two problems. One, I have a double trunk, large oak tree with a big hump on the bottom. Can I cut down one of the trunks and also the hump without harming the tree?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's as long as it's done properly. And, you know, usually what I tell people to do is if it's a major tree like that and it's not something that you think that you can do and you don't know exactly where to go, go to your local nursery, people that you deal with on a regular basis, and ask them if they can recommend somebody, or else if you know of a neighbor or a friend that's had some tree work done, ask them to make a suggestion. But the last thing you want to do is just to see, oh, here comes a pickup truck and it says landscaping and tree removal. You know, get some references first, because the worst thing that you don't want to have happen is have this tree come down on top of your house and it finds out the man doesn't have any insurance. You know, you've got to have insurance. You should be a certified arborist. It's worth spending a few extra dollars for sanity in your mind.
Absolutely. Now, if ever I had the, it's on the side of the driveway, immediate. If ever I had the entire tree cut, would the rotting roots depress the driveway?
No. The place where it would happen is where the stump is. So they would cut that stump as close to the ground as possible. Some of the landscaping companies have what's called a stump grinder, and it would grind the stump into the ground about 3 to 6 inches. Then they cover it with soil, and it would take probably 10 years or more for that stump to rot. And then you would see the ground settle. But as far as the roots going underneath the asphalt driveway, that will not be a problem. It's going to take a lot of time. The soil around it is nice and firm. The asphalt itself is really, really hard. And you wouldn't have to worry about one day driving down the driveway and boom, you get a great big hole. That I would
right.
not be concerned with at all, okay?
Okay, and the second problem that I had is it's too late to plant the regular good grass seed, which would probably be Black Beauty or something like that. What could I plant to save erosion on the side of my house?
Well, I think probably the best thing for you to do now, there's no real good grass seed that's going to germinate because it's really, really late. I would go down to your nursery or a feed and grain store, and what you want to get is straw. And if you can find salt marsh hay or straw, sprinkle the straw in that area, and that will hold the ground until spring arrives, and then you can add seed. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Farrick Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. Purewaterfreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at purewaterfreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at purewaterfreedom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you want to receive a free email newsletter, it will go right to your computer every single week, all winter long, and we'll try and help to break the cabin fever. The first issue comes out on Thanksgiving week, which is it's only like a week away now. Go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. And on the bottom of the front page, It will say, put in your email address, hit submit, and you will receive the first of many, many email newsletters to come. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're going to ask for input from you, for recipes from your kitchen, like when the blueberries come out or the strawberries come out, or, you know, what do you do when you've got zucchini coming out of your ears? Some different recipes, a different way to use it. And I think we can have an awful lot of fun with this. But if you go to www.paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, .com, bottom of the first page, it's right there. And you just put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll be in the running, and it will come very, very shortly. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line. He's got a question about putting in a new garden bed.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. We're about an hour and a half north in the mid-coast, and our spot is got a lot of that heavy marine clay. And
okay.
What we want to do is start a couple brand new garden beds. And I've always heard that you want to spend $10 on dirt for a $1 plant. And I was wondering what your recommendation would be around how much of the clay, how deep should we dig up the heavy stuff, and what would you recommend putting in that hole after?
How deep is the clay itself? Have you dug down? Is it just on the surface, or is it fairly thick with the clay?
It seems like it's pretty thick. I can't. I've probably gone at least a foot down, and it seems like it's still fairly solid clay.
Yeah. The one thing that I would be scared of, if let's say you got a backhoe in there and you dug out, 15, 18, 24 inches and got all that clay out, brought in some beautiful topsoil. If the clay is still very, very poor, very thick, what may end up happening is you've created a bowl and you've got a solid clay-like bowl filled with really good soil. And then every time it rains, it would gather in that bowl. So what I would rather you do is, instead of digging a hole and putting it in, is to lay some good soil on top of the clay. Take off a skim, maybe 2 or 3 inches, and then put your soil so that you have a raised bed. And that way, when you do get too much water, the water would come out the side. So maybe your answer would be having some loam delivered and then buying some timbers, like pressure-treated timbers. The pressure-treated timbers of today are very good, and there's also yellow pine that is good. You don't have to worry about the arsenic and things like that being in it. And create a raised bed on top of the soil. And that way, if you do get too much rain, like we did this year, you know, when you get 20-plus inches of rain, if it's in a bowl, it's going to hold the water, and everything's going to rot. So build a raised bed. Now, being that you're an hour away from the ocean, what I would do, and today is the perfect day, we just had a nor'easter. We just had that ocean so angry, 10 to 15 foot swells all over the place. If you go to the beach today, there is seaweed every place. And if you can find an area where there's a sea wall, that seaweed has been beaten up against that wall with the wave action for the last day. And it's all in little pieces. So go with a pickup truck and scoop up whatever you can. Go with trash bags and bring all that seaweed and put it in the garden. But, you know, start simple. Bring in a load or two of soil, put a frame around it of timbers, and then every year add ground up leaves, add pine needles, buy compost. And I'm sure there's some people near you that make compost that you can buy by the truckload. But, you know, shredded leaves, pine needles, peat moss, seaweed, anything like that. And every year you add it, you rototill it in, and slowly you can work it into some of the clay. But for me, if you don't know how thick it is, and let's say it's 4 feet thick, and you remove 2 feet of it, you're going to have a bowl, and every time it rains, it's going to be a real disaster. Raised bed. Thank you, Jeff. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line, who's wants to add something to storing power equipment.
Yes, okay. Paul. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
I'm glad to hear that you like snow. This February, if I have any extra, you can come and get it. I'm a mechanical engineer. I wanted to share some other. It was good advice with the stabilizer for the fuel, but there's some other things I wanted to share with you. One about changing the oil, that if you're going to change the oil, now before you store it is the time to do it, because there's acids get into the oil, and water vapor is the enemy here. And if it's sitting there all winter and the water vapor gets in there, it turns to an acid, okay? So you want to change the oil before you store it. Hello?
Now, is there any particular oil that's best for power equipment? I mean,
just whatever the recommendation is, that 30 weight or 20 weight oil, whatever they recommend for the engine. If you're going to change the oil, the crankcase oil, do it before you store it. Another thing on the fuel, get some anhydrous alcohol, otherwise known as dry gas. So you put that in with the stabilizer as well. Run the engine a little while. And top it off. You want the fuel tank to be full for storage to prevent, to cut down the amount of water vapor that gets in there. That's another thing. And lastly.
So you want to put both, dry gas and stabilizer in that.
Water
in that
the enemy.
Tank.
The anhydrous alcohol locks up the water vapor. Okay. During the storage period. Otherwise, the water vapor will get in, and condense inside the fuel tank and sit on the bottom of the tank. So it helps prevent, and topping off also cuts down the amount of moisture that collects. Running it helps drag that alcohol and stabilizer into the carburetor. Okay, so you want to run it a little bit before you finally top it off. Lastly, the exhaust pipe and the intake, cover it with a plastic bag with a rubber band. Keeps the water vapor from getting into the, inside the engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what
just like,
for example,
just like
the motorcycle, absolutely,
So where the air filter and the exhaust, just put like some cellophane or something like that over it.
Yeah, some baggie, some Ziploc bag, some kind of a plastic bag, and just put a rubber band over it. And the oil breather, too, but that's not a big deal. So those are some other things you can do. And I've got one engine that's pushing 50 years, an old Johnson mower. I use. That's what I do with it.
Now, suppose you have gas in your tool shed. You've got a 5-gallon jug, and you're going to be using it for your snowblower. Should you put some stabilizer, and dry gas in that also?
It depends how long it's going to be sitting there. I mean, the best thing about a fuel can in your shed, you want to have it sealed. You don't want it breathing. See, if you look at almost any power equipment, fuel tank, there's a breather. On the fuel cap, that lets the water vapor get in there. Whereas most Jerry jugs, whatever, you they're sealed off, so you really don't have to worry about water getting, so you don't have to worry about the alcohol. The stabilizer, I don't know how many months, maybe if it's going to sit there for more than a couple months, wouldn't hurt to throw some stabilizer in it. I just keep swapping
for example,
off. I got two cans, and then I just keep swapping them back and forth.
Okay.
Because I have
okay, what's your question?
I do have an unrelated question. I noticed in all this rain, we got a lot here north of Boston. Still drizzling here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of white pines, big ones, like, 70, 80 footers. Some of them, not all of them, some of them have almost looks like soap suds coming right at the base of the tree. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I wonder if that's
like,
an indication
like
of anything. Soap suds coming up out of the ground right at the base of the tree. It's the oddest thing.
Huh. So it's kind of like bubbling.
Yeah. I can't tell where it's coming from. I don't know if the tree's hollow and something's coming from the inside the tree or it's just something that's forming at the bottom from the rain running down the trunk. It's just very strange. I was wondering if you've ever seen that before.
I have seen it, and I've seen it two different ways. And what I did the first time I saw it, like you, I couldn't tell where it was coming from. So what I did is, because I was thinking maybe it was a borer. So I took a watering can full of water, went outside, and washed all of the bubbles away from the trunk of the tree so that it was nice and clean. And then I went back like an hour later, and most of the trees, there was nothing there. And then I just assumed that it was the water going from one piece of bark to the next piece, to the next piece, and it kind of created this foam. But there was one tree that when I cleaned it off, it started to bubble again, and I felt it with my finger, and I found that there was a little tiny hole.
Oh.
And then what I did is I got a piece of wire, and I pushed it in, and it was a borer. So this time of the year, there's not too much that you can do. So in the spring, what I did is I got some of the Bayer tree and shrub, and I put the tree and shrub according to the diameter of the tree, put the Bayer tree and shrub around it, and that took care of the borer in that plant. But 90% of the time... Yeah, 90% of the time, when you get as much rain as we did in such a short period yesterday, the bark is all different shapes, and it's like a waterfall.
Well, I thought maybe it was mixing. It might be mixing with the pine sap too. I don't know. Maybe does that create foam when the pine sap is on the outside of the tree? Maybe.
I would think so. I would think so.
Maybe that's going on too. I don't know.
Yeah, but
well,
as I said,
I'll try the borer test certainly when I, you know, next spring and see if that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean if it's only noticeable after a rain, most likely it's some of the pitch from the tree and from the bark creating a waterfall type effect. But if you see that it's happening and it's not raining, then I would be concerned and just look for a hole, and then you can put the Bayer tree and shrub in it, and that will solve the problem. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Mike, thank you so much for the information. Change your oil in the fall. That'll give you now it's all ready to go. And if you got a lawnmower, hey, sharpen the blade and put some WD-40 on it so that it doesn't rust. That way your lawnmower is ready to go. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number, if we can help you, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And if you want to sign up for an email newsletter, it's free. It will come to you every week. Go to paulparent.com, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see where it says sign up for the newsletter. You just put in your email address. Hit submit, and starting Thanksgiving week, you'll receive an email newsletter, that, and we're going to talk about things for that particular time of the year, just like we do on the radio show, and we're going to ask you for some questions that we'll use, so it's going to be an awful lot of fun. There'll be recipes and contests, and I'll give you a hint to, well, I'll tell you what the first question is, and you can think about it. The first question is, what is the first toy ever advertised on television? The first toy ever advertised on television. Okay? See if you can find out the answer to that. And when you get the newsletter, you can enter the contest. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line, who's calling about Amanda Villa.
Okay, Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Great show.
Good morning. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
I planted a mandevilla vine on the Cape next to my shed, and it really did well in the summer. It bloomed nice, and although it didn't really grow too much, but I know it won't survive, so around Labor Day, I put it in a large clay pot and been watering it, and I stuck it in the shed. Can I keep it in the shed for the winter, or do I need to put it, like, in a heated, warm cellar?
It really should go in your basement. I love mandevilla, and this year, because we had so much rain, because it was so cloudy, because we didn't really have any sun, they just didn't bloom like they have in past years. And I'm batting about 600 as far as saving them. So what I do is in early October, I'll take my potted mandevilla, I take my angel's trumpet, and I put it in my basement. I put it right on the floor in the corner. We have bulkhead stairs that come from the back deck into the cellar, and I put it right near the door. That way there's always a little bit of a draft coming in on the bottom part of the door, keeping it cooler. And once it's in there, I just say good night. I leave it alone. If you've got some room, you can bring it in your house. Put it in a north-facing window. Yeah. It's not going to flower during the winter because the plant needs long days to make flower buds. But you'll still have nice foliage. And then when you get into early to mid-March, cut it in half. Feed it really, really good and continue feeding it on every couple of weeks. It'll make a lot of new growth coming out of the bottom of your pot up near the soil line, and it'll make all kinds of new growth, and it will flower for you like crazy.
Should I give it water during the winter while it's in storage there, or should I give it a little water
during the winter? I just look at it and I just leave it alone. I mean, it's very hard. My angel's trumpet, they get nothing. The mandevilla. If the thing that happens is if you give them too much water and the basement starts to get warm, instead of staying dormant, it will break dormancy. And now because it's in the cellar where there's no real light, it starts to stretch looking to get light coming in from one of your basement windows, and it just doesn't do very well. So I give them a good drink. I put them in a cellar, put them on the floor, not on top of a table. And I leave them there. And I've done the same thing with regular geraniums, Jeff. And I just take my potted geraniums, I put them on the floor, and I leave them there. And at the end of February, beginning of March, I bring them upstairs. I take all of the dead brown leaves off of it. And I look at the stems of the geraniums. And the same thing with the mandevilla. And if the stem is firm and it's not wrinkled, then I cut that in half. Anything that's wrinkled or shriveled, I cut that right off. I fertilize it. And I have some geraniums that are like 8, 9 years old. And I just recycle them in my basement. But again, there's no water. I put them on the floor in the pots, and I look at it, and I keep saying, I want to give you some water. Nothing. Because they'll start to grow, and you want them to stay dormant. And don't prune them. Put them in as is, and say, I've been doing it, and I mean, some years they don't survive, but most of the time they do.